You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome back to the Early Night Show Virtual Edition, or the Corona Cabaret. My name's Joshua Turchin, and thanks so much for being with us today. Courtney Reed from Broadway's Aladdin, Mamma Mia, In the Heights, Cambodian Rock Band, and the new album Swinging with the Mouse is here. Tyra Skye Odoms from Broadway's Annie and the Broadway Tour of the Lion King is joining us, and Ava Ujoa from Broadway's Matilda is here, so please stick around. Welcome to the Early Night Show. It has been quite a week. Fires are still burning, COVID is still spreading, and we have an election coming up. NASA astronaut Kate Rubin actually said she plans to cast her vote from the space station. So it appears her vote-by-mail ballot will touch down the Atlantic Ocean sometime mid-October. I wonder if her local post office was like, okay, but we don't actually have a rocket to send you your mail-in ballot. I mean, you've seen the trucks that they drive in. They don't even have doors. With all of the news around the election and COVID, there's been some really good news lately. We still have TikTok! Speaking of TikTok, I had my first TikTok video go viral since I joined a couple of months ago. It's now past 200,000 views and 40,000 likes. It's really funny to see what people actually like. I really try to keep my videos positive and funny and hope people just remember to always be kind. My first guest knows quite a bit about kindness and positivity, as she's not only an incredible performer, but also a wonderful person. You may know Courtney Reed as Disney's Princess Jasmine in Aladdin on Broadway, or one of the many other shows she's been in. I first saw her in Aladdin on Broadway in 2014 when I was just 7 years old. After the show, like many of you, I went to the stage door to get autographs. She and her castmates came out after and made sure to greet, talk to, and take pictures with everyone at the stage door. It was really inspiring to me to see how important it is as a performer to not only put on a great show, but to also show appreciation to your fans. And now you get to hear even more from her as part of the new album, Swing with the Mouse. I'm so thrilled to welcome Courtney Reed to the Early Night Show. Hi, Courtney.
Hi, darling.
Hi, I'm so happy to have you on the Early Night Show.
I'm so happy to be here.
I actually saw you in Aladdin on Broadway in 2014. I think I was like 7, and it was the summer before I started to work professionally, and I just finished up playing Orphan Number 4 in Aladdin Jr. I was in total awe of every aspect of the show.
Oh, thank you. That's so sweet, and I feel really old that you were 7.
It feels like literally just yesterday I saw it, and you were so incredible.
Thank you so much. Oh, thank you. You're so sweet.
What was it like working in Aladdin?
Oh, it was very magical. It was like riding a magic carpet every single day and that being sort of the norm in your life. You know, I would wake up every morning and sort of pinch myself going like, is this actually happening to me? Is this real life? It was really, really so unbelievably magical.
Like the set, the lighting, and the magic. And of course, you, James Monroe Iglehart, Adam Jacobs, and Jonathan Freeman were just all so totally unbelievable. I think what Thank I remember like, the most is how kind you were at the stage door. You took the time to talk to me, and that definitely inspired me and encouraged me. So I have always been a Disney and Broadway fan, and definitely combining the two in a show is just like the most perfect thing ever.
Oh my gosh, that is so sweet. Thank you for saying that. And thank you for, just mentioning stage door moments is really special to me because, for so many reasons. But I'm so glad you had a memorable time and I'm just honored.
That's so cool. And the show, like everything about the show is really amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. I thought so too.
Were you involved in Aladdin before the Broadway run?
I was. So I actually auditioned for the very first reading, a reading that didn't involve just a bunch of, you know, dudes around a table reading, you know, Jasmine's lines and everyone else. But so I was a part of the first reading with Adam Jacobs, Jonathan Freeman, We had a really amazing cast. It was a very internal Disney reading, and that was back in 2010. And then I continued on to do the first out-of-town tryout in Seattle in 2011. And then I was a part of so many workshops, and then obviously the pre-Broadway tryout in Toronto, and then Broadway. And actually many other companies after that. It was like the London company. I got to do 5 weeks on the national tour. So really, really just, it was an incredible journey.
That's so cool. Was Aladdin like your gateway to Disney, or were you a Disney fan before?
Oh, I was a huge Disney fan before. I watched Aladdin a million times, and you're way too young for this, but on VHS. I'm sure you probably don't even know what DVD is. It's like all you know is streaming. But for me, I used to watch it on VHS with my sister. I probably watched it several times a day even. We were just obsessed. And we actually, this is funny, growing up, we had a toy room in our basement that we called the Aladdin room, and it was painted with like the genie and Abu, and we put all of our toys in there and we called it the Aladdin room. So it's like pretty insane that I got to originate Jasmine on Broadway, and I grew up with like a whole toy room themed Aladdin style.
That's so cool. One thing I'm like really hoping with Disney is that they'll include an Aladdin ride, because it's like sort of shocking that they've never done like a dark ride of Aladdin.
I know. Why is that? It would be so good.
They actually just opened
a carpet and like flying everywhere.
That's what I was thinking. Like, I know they have like a flying carpet ride, but like I think Aladdin's one of the only Disney Renaissance movies that does not have a dark ride yet. Because now Beauty and the Beast actually has a dark ride, which just opened.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't and know that.
In Tokyo Disneyland, which is so cool.
What? That's amazing.
Now, tell us about Swinging with the Mouse. I think it's such an amazing way to reimagine so many beloved songs. How long have you been involved with the project?
So it's been a couple months now. I had the honor of being able to sing Be a Man Who May Be Swift as a Forcing River. I'm like, what are the lyrics? Which actually, I don't know if you've seen the new Mulan, but I really wanted that song to be in the newest, very, very newest version of Mulan. But unfortunately, there's really no singing in it. But who doesn't love like a fight montage, you know? But yeah, I think it's a beautiful concept. I've been a part of it since we recorded it several months ago. And I really have high hopes for it. It's a brilliant idea. And I'm just honored to be a part of it.
What was the recording process like for it?
Well, I will say that it was, obviously during COVID. So everyone was being really safe. We were all in our separate booths. We wore masks and then took the masks off when we were in our booths. But it was pretty fast and furious. I have to say, maybe I did 3 takes, and there was a live band there, which was so amazing, which is not normal. You know, you usually like sing to a track or something. And a lot of times if you're singing with another person, they're in a separate booth. But for me, it was so cool to be singing live with the band. And so that, I think, it sets it above, other songs and albums and similar genres. It's like, we got to sing live with a band. It would be like you seeing it, live at a cabaret or something. So it's really special.
How much fun was it to sing I'll Make a Man Out of You on the album?
So much fun. I've always enjoyed that song. And in fact, because Donny Osmond originally sang that song in the movie, you never think that a woman could sing that song. But it's this really sort of, sassy, jazzy version of it that I never thought is actually like so brilliant. I never thought that it could be turned into like a really like, jazzy female song. It's a very like woman in power song. It's really so great. I was just so excited to be a part of it.
I absolutely love the movie Mulan, and I absolutely love your performance of the song.
Thank you.
Can our listeners and viewers download the album?
Well, oh gosh, Spotify, iTunes, anywhere that you can buy music or stream music. So for me, I listen to it on iTunes, but I have a lot of Spotify folks that, you know, don't do iTunes. So I will send them the Spotify album and they enjoy it. It's just so good.
Is there a performance or listening party?
So there's going to be an awesome sort of like preview on October 4th, where they're going to be singing live. I unfortunately am not in LA at the moment. I'm in Nashville, so I won't be able to sing it live for you guys, but they have a very special guest stepping in. And so it's going to be really, really fun.
So it's going to be October 4th at 5 p.m. Pacific and 8 p.m. Eastern. You can go to swinginmusic.com/FYC. In addition to being an incredible performer, I know that you're also a designer and entrepreneur with your company, Gagged Chokers. Can you tell us more about the chokers?
Yeah, of course. This is one of my side passions, and it really fulfills me, but... it's called Gagged Chokers because it's, you know, this kind of fun sort of like slang word that we all use. We're like, oh my gosh, I'm so gagged. Like a gagged is like, oh my gosh, I can't believe. Like, it's like you're speechless, you know? So we're like, I'm gagged by gagged. And so it started off several years ago because chokers were back in fashion and I started making them and all of my followers were like, we need to buy these from you. We need to buy them. So I came out with collections online and we even had, you know, one of our most famous, which was picked up by People Style Watch, Teen Vogue and more and, you know, I mean, so many, and like Cosmopolitan, like so many, we came out with a collection called the Princess Collection, and, you know, Laura Osnes modeled them, Sierra Boggess. We had, you know, obviously me modeling the Jasmine inspired choker and, a bunch of other princesses. We had Ashley Park, Taylor Lauterman, Stephanie Stiles. We had all of these like amazing, you know, Broadway divas modeling these chokers, and it did so well. But one of my favorite parts is that it really brought a lot of these young females together, and they would compare like which chokers they had, and it would start conversations, and it was a girl gang of sorts, and they would sort of lift each other up. And I think that was the most rewarding part that came out of this company.
Where can our listeners and viewers go to shop the chokers?
Oh, gaggedchokers.com. It's like so easy.
I know you have to run, so I'm going to share a taste of the new album with them. And to all of you listening and watching, make sure to download the album. And again, go to swinginmusic.com/FYC on October 4th at 5 p.m. Pacific and 8 p.m. Eastern. Thank you so much for joining us, Courtney. I really hope to have you back again, and maybe we can even duet next time.
That would be awesome.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Bye.
Bye.
Let's get down to business to defeat the Huns. Did they send me doctors when I asked for sons? You're the saddest bunch I've ever met, but you can bet before we're through, Mister, I'll make a man out of you. Tranquil as a forest, but on fire within. Once you find your center, you are sure to win. You're a spineless, pale, pathetic lot, and you haven't got a clue. Somehow I'll make a man out of you. Man. swift as the coursing river, with all the force of a great typhoon, with all the strength of a raging fire, mysterious as the dark side of the moon. As the coursing river, with all the force of a great typhoon, with all the strength of a raging fire, mysterious as the dark night of the moon.
That was absolutely wonderful, and I can't wait to check out the whole album. You can download Swinging with the Mouse anywhere you purchase your digital music. I love how they reimagined the classic Disney songbook. My ex guest sang Disney songs 8 shows a week when she toured the country as young Nala in The Lion King. I'm so happy to welcome Tyra Skye Odoms back to the Early Night Show.
Hi, Tyra.
Hi.
Hi, I'm so happy to have you back on the Early Night Show.
I'm happy to be here again.
How have you been doing now that you're back in school?
It's been pretty great. I'm all virtual, so I don't have to leave my house to get out of my pajamas or anything. It's been pretty fun.
Have you been able to be a part of any after-school activities?
Yes, I'm doing cheerleading. I just made the team, and we're not allowed to go to away games or do stunting since it's too much contact, but I am enjoying still being able to have a season in general.
How have your activities changed compared with those pre-pandemic?
Well, we have to do check-ins. They have to check our temperatures every time we get there, and we have to fill out a little thing before each practice just so they can make sure that we're safe and that we don't have any symptoms. But other than that, we've still been having a good time, wearing masks, social distancing. Yeah.
That sounds so cool. I know that you are actually an ambassador for Book Smiles. Can you tell us a little more about it and how our listeners and viewers can get involved?
Yeah. So Book Smiles is a nonprofit organization which collects books from just people in the area, and they get donated out to lower income schools so that every kid can have access to like a wide variety of books. And we're actually working on making a video that's more informative about how people can get involved. So just stay tuned on my page for that.
I will. That is so cool. And thank you for what you're doing for children everywhere.
Of course.
I know that you've been on Broadway in Annie and the Broadway National Tour of The Lion King. Do you have any other Broadway dream roles?
I would love to be one of the Skylar sisters. I'm not sure if Hamilton will still be around when I'm older, but hopefully, and I would love to play any of them. I love them all.
Yeah, I love Hamilton so much. I've been watching it on repeat on Disney Plus.
Yep.
One of my favorite songs is A Whole New World from Aladdin. What do you think about singing it with me?
Yeah, I love that movie.
I do too. I grew up with the movie and Alan Menken's music. And every time I hear this song, I cry. It's one of the most beautiful songs.
It is.
Well, here we go.
Open your eyes. tumbling, freewheeling through an endless diamond sky. A whole new world.
Don't you dare close your eyes.
100,000 beings you see. I'm like a shooting star. I've come so far. I can't go back to where I used to be. Every turn a surprise.
Chase them anywhere.
There's time to spare. Let me share this whole new world with you.
A whole new world.
A whole new world.
That's where we'll be.
That's where we'll be.
A thrilling chase.
A wondrous place for you.
Wonderful, Tyra, and so much fun to sing with you. My final guest is not only a Disney fan, she's actually played a few Disney princesses in different pilot productions of shows, including Jasmine in Aladdin. Of course, she was also Matilda on Broadway, which isn't Disney, but it's kind of like Broadway royalty playing Matilda. I'm so happy to welcome back Ava Ujoa to the Early Night Show.
Hi, Ava!
Hi, Joshua!
Hi, I'm so happy to have you back on the Early Night Show!
I'm so glad to be here.
How's online school been going?
It's been going pretty good. I'm very busy, but I actually like all of my teachers, so I'm happy.
How are you guys doing with the fires in California?
We haven't really been that affected, thankfully, but I know that there's a lot of devastation to the communities in Northern California, and I'm just hoping that they get some relief soon.
I know that things are slowly starting to reopen. As a Disney fan, I cannot wait until it's safe enough for Disneyland to reopen. What are you most excited about to do in the park when it's safe?
I think I'm just excited to be in the atmosphere of the park. Like, I love being there. It's such a happy time when I'm there. So just going is great.
Yeah, Disneyland really just makes me happy. I grew up watching a bunch of Disneyland videos, and when I finally got to go for the first time in 2017, it was a dream come true. Do you have a favorite Disney character?
I have a lot of favorite Disney characters. I actually have a favorite Disney princess, which is Jasmine. I love her.
I also love Aladdin, and Jasmine is an incredible princess. Do you have a favorite song to sing from Aladdin, and why is it so special to you?
I like all of the songs from Aladdin, but I think one in particular that's really just my favorite is A Whole New World. And actually, fun fact is that A Whole New World was my audition song for Matilda.
The first show that I ever was in was Aladdin Jr. It was so much fun, and although I was too young for the main roles, I tried to be the best orphan number four that I could be. What about singing a song from either the Aladdin Broadway show or the movie Aladdin with me?
I thought you'd never ask. I'm going to be singing Speechless from the Aladdin movie, and I'm really excited to be singing it because it's so empowering, and it encourages young women to use their voice and empower themselves.
Yeah, I'm so, so excited to hear you sing the song. Here we go!
Here comes a wave meant to wash me away. A tide that is taking me under. Swallowing sands left with nothing to say. My voice drowned out in the thunder. I won't cry, and I won't start to cry.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com and, of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.